Monday night, or Legimel Kislev. Chavis Halvavis, Shara HaTeshuvah. We're up to Perek Tashi'i. I think that's the next to the last Perek, or the last one? Shara HaTeshuvah.
Second to last.
Second to last. The penuntalib. There's a word that means second to last.
Penultimate.
What?
Penultimate.
Penultimate. Penultimate Perek. Artscroll likes that word. There's a couple of words Artscroll likes. Like that.
That nobody would have. Must be a person pushing.
No, I mean, it's like in the lingo fracas of the editors. It's not normal. They like segues. They like that word. The sugya now segues into. The Gemara now segues into a different sugya. They like that word. A couple words they like. Okay, Perek Tashi. Avalaim kala hachulam mikol chet olo. Again, you know, one of these days I'm going to get rid of all these kapachs. And we're going to all get. Kala is not. Ibn Tibon translates it as titochen, which is. No, maybe Kapach's right in this case. Because the question is how easy it is to do tshuva. Yeah, I think Kapach wins here. Kapach wins here. L'chayra, it's a more correct. I mean, he just translated from the Arabic. He claims Ibn Tibon is not such a good translation. It is very hard to understand. That's why Mr. Leiv Tov came along and wrote the Leiv Tov, which is like a running, it's a restatement of the whole Chayvus Halvavus. You can't call it a translation, you call it a restatement of the Chayvus Halvavus, and he incorporates his own pshat into it. I met Rabbi Feldman yesterday. He was here in Eretz Israel. He lives in Monsey, I didn't know. The Rabbi Feldman that gives the translation, he translated Chayvus Halvavus, which excellent translation. It's out of print. We were talking about how he could reprint it. What it would take to reprint it. He did most of Das Tfunos. He did a Masilas Hasharim and a Shari Tshuva. They're excellent, very high level translation. I met him. He was here for Meyer last night. A very small, humble man. So we discussed how, because nowadays you can really self publish. But it's not that easy, or how do you do distribution? So we, I don't know why they came to me, as if I know. Like, I don't know. Yeah, so what? What do I have? I did. I gave him a few leads of people to talk to. And I don't know, you can buy self-publishing software nowadays. Patches is typing. You would not believe that nowadays such a thing could happen, but Adorama. The book's out of print because Aronson went out of print. It's on such an old Apple that they can't. You can't like extract it. They have to retype the whole thing. You wouldn't imagine Bizman Hazeh such a thing is possible. Patches is retyping it.
You just haven't hit the right computer hacker.
It's unbelievable. It's like I don't know. That's what he was saying yesterday. I couldn't believe it's true.
Kapach is very readable. It's very, I don't know how good the translation is.
It's very readable. Anyway, here he happens to be right, because that is the discussion here in Perek Chi, about the relative ease that you can do tshuva for different averis. And Ibn Tibon says titochein, and that's not the question at all, Taka. It's not titochein, whether it's possible. It's a question of the relative ease in which it can be done. Omar b'tshuva al kach. That's a pun. I don't know who made the pun. Omar B'tshuva, I'll answer you. Tshuva, get it? But I don't know if it's who's making the pun, the Kapach or the Chavis Halvavus. Ki achatom, shnei sugim, there's two types of averus. O'echad averus asher bin odom, l'mein amokam l'vad, v'ein ha'kfiru b'ashem, ha'deos ha'nifsodos. I guess that's, let's say, let's assume for a moment not subscribing to one of the 13 animamins would be called Deos HaNifsodos. Matzpun Hara means bad character, I would think. Bad character, like someone who's a Balkas, someone who's a Balgaiva, someone who has bad Midos. So that's an Avera, that's a Rambam, right? that the Rambam says you have to do tshuva from bad midos. But Chavikal Valdus now is pointing out that it's not been on the chaveiro. When it translates into actions, then it might become an Adama Chaveiro if you talk Lashon Hara, or if you hit somebody, or if you do Onos Devarim, or if you cheat, or if you steal, so then it might be an Adama Chaveiro. But the Be'ed Midah itself, which the Rambam, who's rather after the Chayav HaLokas, but the Rambam definitely declares it as an Aveira, it's not just, well, you know, that's how I am, but it's an Aveira. Or even if you don't say, well, that's just how I am, you say, yeah, but as long as I don't hurt anybody, there's nothing wrong. But that's not true. It's part of the halachta bedrachav, mahu chanun afato chanun. Hashem is perfect and whole, so we have to be perfect and whole and not have midos roles. And that's the Rambam, that midos roles is an avera. Just having midos roles is an avera. So that's what matzpun hara means.
Even if they never come out?
Yeah, yeah. And technically, and it's not just Musar, it's a violation of being like Hashem. It's a violation of the halachta bedrachim.
The Rambam says that the people are made that way.
What?
The Rambam says that people are made that way. I mean, this person's more angry, this person's not. So if you're made that way.
That's more or less. 100%. No, more or less. At some point, it becomes a midah ra. At what point? I don't know. It's something that's maybe not quantifiable. If some people get angry more easily, at what point do we say I have a midah ra? Right? I would say at the point that you can't control it. When you lose control, because you have bechira. And if you don't have, you can't control it. What I mean is you're not bocher to control it. When it's not controllable. I guess even by the goyim, they say, like, at what point, what's the word? I'm looking for a word.
Anger management.
When you can't, what?
Anger management.
Yeah, when you can't, you know, yeah, but that's not the word I'm looking for. In all midos, when you can't control it. When I guess the difference between maybe neurotic and psychotic, I don't know.
You really need to be pursued in midah ra when it comes out.
No. The Rambam says no. What do you mean by comes out? When I say, maybe there's a question of the use of terms. What does he mean comes out? When I say comes out, and I said no, I thought I'm assuming you meant comes out, that I lash out and I'm over onos dvarim and I do an actual love in the Torah. I'm not talking about that. That's being kovish kaso. That's a good meaning to be kovish kaso. I'm talking about if it comes out in that sense. Yeah, but that's only kas. Let's say kinna. Kinna, if you keep in your kinna, it's still a midara. You're not supposed to have kinna. Kas, I don't know. We could talk about it. I'm not sure. I answered you too fast. Maybe it's not a good midah, even if you hold it in. You certainly have to hold it in, but I don't know if that's a midah tova. But let's talk about kinna, jealousy. So kinna's a midara. Gaiva's a midara. Even if you don't exhibit it, it's a midara. And he calls that Benot Mamoko. And so you say, what Aveira is it? So say, well, the Rambam calls it Aveira. The Rambam says, it's not a technical Aveira from the Tariag Mitzvahs, but that's the famous Rambam. A person has to do tshuva for having midos roles. And I'm adding, it grad is an Aveira. Everything, it's for halachta bedrachav. The Rambam says in the early prokem of Hilchos Deos that the halachta bedrachav is the compelling, is the tzivui Hashem said to have midos tovos. The Rambam says having midos tovos is a function of a halachta bedrachav. Okay, b'ham muzer aleihem mechovos halvavos, and whatever, and love him in the Torah. Well, that's a yiras Hashem, avos Hashem. Whatever happens to be Chovos Halvavos only. The Harbe Mechovos Oevorim, eating on Yom Kippur, eating Chometz on Pesach, taking a lulav. These are all actions, but they're only Benodom Lamokom. Nobody else is affected by them. Asherena Chodim Mazik Behem Kiyem Li Atzmo Bulavad. Bein olav ashmo b'kach, he did nothing else wrong, so to speak. Well, not so to speak, he did nothing else wrong. Ama machma shehim rotzivi Hashem. He violated Hashem's will. We know that all as bein odom lamokom. The Chagolovitz has made a whole list out of it. Because some of them, emunah b'Hashem, bad theology, I would say, but bad, like the 13 ikrim. Right? Not just you don't want to learn in Kolel, but 13 ikrim. Deos hamitzados, bad midos, chovos halvavos, let's say yiras Hashem, avos Hashem, and actions which are benodom lamokom. So what you did wrong is himrat tzivui Hashem. Vasug hasheni, is averish benodom lachaveiro, vein asher yesh bohen min mimine hahara, that you do evil, you do bad, v'ha'oshek, you do bad, you're mazik really, levnei odom, bein begufam, ubein bebamonom, ubein bechvodom, you dishonor them, that would be like a noz dvarim, where you shame someone publicly, or you make him feel bad, so that's not, right, that's bechvodom. Because he is being mamre dvar Hashem, im hara also gam lifnei odom. Right, every ben odom lachaveru he's saying here is also ben odom lamakom. Okay, now we'll stop here. But if you remember, whoever was here a few days ago, I was very bothered by a Chofetz Chaim. And now, the more I think about it, the more I say that maybe I looked around and Sforim that were written on the Chofetz Chaim, no one's bothered by what I was bothered by. So I'm thinking maybe Aitaka always had a wrong conception. But you say, like the Chofetz Chaim just said, in every Ben Odom Lachaveiro is Ben Odom Lamokom also. I always assumed that the Ben Odom Lamokom is the violation of the Ben Odom Lachaveiro, which Hashem said not to do. So you violated Hashem's will when you violated the Ben Odom Lachaveiro. That was always the picture I had. So then I was bothered by the Chofetz Chaim when he says matter-of-factly that if you talk Lashon Hara and they're not Makabel and you didn't really harm the other person, so it's only Ben Odom Lamokom you have to do tshuva. You don't have to do tshuva on the Ben Odom Lachaveiro. So, by the way, wait a second. There was no Ben Odom Lamokom either. No Ben Odom Lamokom either. Because you didn't harm the other guy. So that means Hashem said, don't talk Lashon Hara. So then I started thinking, maybe I'm wrong. And now I'm looking at this Chayvus Halvodus, the way he says it. Okay, it's no raya from him. But that means when Hashem said, Lamoshal, don't steal, I always assumed the real Isser is the Ben Odom Lachaveiro. It's also Ben Odom Lamokom because Hashem said, don't steal. So you violated Hashem's will by stealing. But let's say you try to steal, like the Lashon Hara, in the case of the, you talk Lashon Hara, okay, you steal. You don't get out of the house, you're caught right in the face. He doesn't even know about it. Apparently you are. I'm thinking it's not even a kasha. It's two parallel lines. It's not that you're over the Ben Odom Lamokom because you were over the Ben Odom Lachaveiro. It's, Hashem said, it's two maslulim, it's two lines. Don't cause pain or hezek to your fellow man, and concurrently, like Hashem's telling you not to do it. So if you do it, you're violating Hashem's will, but like in a case like the Chofetz Chaim's, where you talk Lashon Hara, you violated the law by talking. You didn't cause him a hezek. Like you threw a punch, I don't know, you threw a punch. Yeah, let's say the Torah says you're not allowed to hit someone. I don't know, you're not allowed to hit them. You threw a punch, but it didn't hurt him. It didn't hurt him. You didn't do anything to him. You didn't hurt him. You didn't embarrass him. You didn't hurt him. it hit a part of his body that it hurt you. It hurt you more than it hurt him. You hit his collarbone. I don't know.
Almost in U.S. law, that would be the difference between assault and battery.
Yeah?
Assault is the fear of getting struck, and battery is the actual physical contact. So you're trying to split that up a little bit.
So I'm saying, according to, now maybe talking you over the middle of the Lamokum. Hashem said, don't hit someone. And Hashem doesn't care if he got hurt or not. Like, don't hit him. That's the Benodim Lamokum. But that's a big Kiddush. To me, it's a tremendous Kiddush. Because I always understood there's Benodim Lamokum, and then there's Benodim Lachaveiro. And that's two types. Lachaveiro is also Benodim Lamokum if you violated the Benodim Lachaveiro. But to say that there's two streams, two parallel lines, so then it's mamish ben adam lamokum also. So then why is it put on the side of ben adam lachavero? It's mamish ben adam lamokum also, like originally, not as a bounce back from the ben adam lachavero. World of thinking, okay, for sure.
Well, because it's actually done harm.